Bear witness, O soil, to the sacrifices made by your sons, for your honor, for your prestige. Bear witness, O distant horizons, for you are now within our reach, safe and secure, enlightened with knowledge and glowing with wisdom. Bear witness, O brothers and sisters, your wounds are tended, your homes embellished. The land radiates gold. Of our shining destiny, behold, whole universe is within our reach, for we are the beacons on the path of glory. Our land of infinite opportunities, Pakistan, is blessed with abundance of natural resources and amazing human potential. However, in last few decades, the areas in our distant peripheries remained ignored in terms of progress, leading to exploitation by the enemy for their vile gains. The security forces of Pakistan measured the threats and countered these nefarious designs head-on with a comprehensive strategy. The essence was achieve enduring peace through stabilization of Western zone by defeating insurgency, reinforced with a population-centric and community-driven developmental approach. Concurrent mainstreaming and education of youth to make them useful members of the society. In order to check cross-border infiltration, terrorism, and smuggling through its porous western borders, the government of Pakistan decided to establish an elaborate security mechanism, including border fencing. Pakistan Army successfully undertook this arduous task. Establishing an impregnable border fence and strongholds, covering hundreds of kilometers on the perilous and treacherous terrain.
फौज आ गया, एफसी आ गया, हमारे हमको अमन हो गया, हम लोग आराम से अपने घर में बैठे हैं।
दास करे आरा दुश्मन करे पाकिस्तान इधर नजर अली वो वाला ननी अली।
हमारा इलाका बहुत अनसिक्योर था। लेकिन हमारे आर्मी और सिक्योरिटी फोर्सेस की आमद से अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह बिल्कुल बेहतरी आई है मुकम्मल फीस है हमारा इलाका मुकम्मल सिक्योर है
The cross-border movement was further regulated through establishment of an elaborate system of crossing points and border terminals. This system has substantially enhanced the volume of trade with neighboring countries. After securing the national borders, Pakistan Army and the government worked in tandem for the welfare and rehabilitation of these remote areas. These distant regions are now connected to the rest of the country through an extensive network of roads, tunnels, and bridges. The travel time was exponentially reduced. These communication marvels opened vistas of opportunity and progress to these deprived areas, thus bringing them in the folds of national development. However, several brave men in uniform laid their lives to pay the price of this transformation. Education is the foremost goal of progressive societies, as it opens avenues of knowledge and awareness. Our enemy threatened this national prerogative by targeting young students and teachers alike and by destroying the schools. Besides rebuilding destroyed education infrastructure, Pakistan Army introduced an innovative academic system throughout these affected areas. A network of primary and secondary schools was established with special emphasis on girls' schools and hostels to encourage female education. The youth of these areas are now making their dreams a reality by enrolling in the prestigious cadet colleges equipped with modern educational facilities.
My dad was in the army, he retired from the hawaldar. At that time, all the army members were not leaving the army. It was very bad, so my dad was also killed. I wanted to join the army because my dad was also a wish.
They are also given an opportunity, an environment to study in mainstream education institutes throughout Pakistan. In days to come, these graduates will be the forerunners of our national growth and prosperity, inshallah. Ensuring women empowerment, all these remote areas witnessed establishment of vocational and technical training institutes for women.
بونی چترال میں خواتین مردوں کے شانہ بشانہ کام کر رہی ہیں اور آرمی کے توسط سے خواتین ہر طرح کے ہنر سیکھ رہی ہیں جس میں ڈرائیونگ بھی شامل ہے.
These centers of excellence enabled the resilient women through skill-based training to lead a financially stable life as productive citizens. A physically and mentally healthy individual is key to a healthy society. Therefore, these remote areas are now equipped with the primary and secondary healthcare facilities. Apart from the basic health units and dispensaries, tertiary care hospitals have also been built to cater for health needs of the local populace. These hospitals are furnished with advanced healthcare system and manned by well-trained medical staff and doctors.
میرا والدہ ہارٹ کی مریض تھی آج صبح سویرے ہم یہاں پر پہنچے اور فوراً میرا والدہ کا علاج جو ہے نا وہ شروع ہوا اس کو الحمدللہ اب صحت یاب ہے.
To combat the challenges of drought and famine, numerous water supply schemes have also been introduced. Clean drinking water is now available to the locals. By enabling a secure environment in these remote areas, Pakistan Army made large-scale water supply and dam projects a reality. Vocational and entrepreneurial opportunities are essential for stable and contented societies. To keep the financial engines churning, Development of local industries and craftsmanship has been extensively supported in these areas. The local industry and vocational prowess of each community is harnessed to make them thrive. Local products are given easy and quick access to the markets, while establishment of processing zones has created quality and much desired value addition.
यहाँ पर आवारान के अंदर स्कूल में बच्चे पढ़ भी रहे हैं और पढ़ाई के साथ साथ काम भी सीख रहे हैं फुटबॉल का। ये आवारान के मुस्तकबल के लिए हम इनको सिखा रहे हैं ताकि आवारान तरक्की करके आगे चले जाए। पहले तो बच्चों घर से निकलते भी नहीं थे, अभी हालात बेहतर हो गए हैं, बच्चे पढ़ाई के लिए तवज्जो भी दे रहे हैं, अभी ज्यादा से ज्यादा बच्चे पढ़ रहे हैं।
The mining industry flourishing in such areas not only aids the national exchequer, but also proves to be a game changer for local economy. Creation of jobs and spending the dividends on local community make the people a proud stakeholder in the national development.
ये चमालिंग की जो वादी आप देख रहे हैं, ये नोगो एरिया था। पहली बार 2007 को यहाँ आर्मी ने एंट्री की। यहाँ बारूदी सुरंगे बचाए हुए थे, उनको साफ किया गया, फिर यहाँ ये काम शुरू हुआ।
सब कुछ अमन-अमान हो गया। और इसी प्रोजेक्ट से हमारे बच्चे पढ़ रहे हैं।
The energies of youth of these remote places are also being channelized in the right direction. By establishing venues of healthy extracurricular activities, the playgrounds of these areas, which once witnessed terror and violence, have now transformed into state-of-the-art hustling sports facilities. The previously known tribal areas are also integrated in the national mainstream successfully. The government's mechanism is put in place and made operational with the significant assistance of the army.
Alhamdulillah, Pak Pauch ke taun se zila Bajor mein police mukamma qaim ho gaya hai.
Pakistan's security forces and government's efforts to bring peace and stability to these lands, ensuring law and order, improving service-based infrastructure, and creation of network of roads has enormously accelerated local tourism industry.
Apsi wala ne jo banaya ho khoobsurat banaya ho rozana jo hai ye mehman log aate hain idhar trailo par baith jate hain gadan tak jati hai.
These areas offer stunning landscapes that are unmatched in the world, besides opening vistas of opportunities for employment and economic growth. Today, the smiles and satisfaction of the locals is a testimony to the colossal efforts of our men and women in uniform, It reflects our stone-laid commitment to achieve a common goal, a strong and prosperous Pakistan. We strive towards a future when marble from the Mohman district will take center stage in the world market. We strive for the day when international sports stars will rise from the arenas of Shigar, Miran Shah, and Gawadar. And when footballs made in Avaran will be featured in the FIFA World Cup. We strive for the day when the child of a coal miner from Chamalang will shine as a bright academic star at the global stage. Inshallah.
Watan ki mitti gawah rehna. Watan ki mitti azim hai tu. Azim tar hum bana rahe hain. Gawah rehna.
Renounce the path of reason. It is a beacon that brightens thy way. It is not thy final goal.